Good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We have a lot to get into today. You can see I'm a little under the weather, but that's okay. I may speak a little softly, but hopefully we're going to carry a big stick here and get you some great information. A lot to get into, of course, always things going on in the market. I do want to talk a little bit. Well, of course, it's Mother's Day. Wish every mother out there a happy Mother's Day. It's interesting. This year, and a lot of this money's probably already been spent, they said a near record spending of $33.5 billion. We're going to talk a little bit about more of that. I think there's some other things we can discuss there. I also want to discuss this quote by Warren Buffett where he says, bonds should come with a warning label. And again, I think this relates a lot to your investments out there. I want to talk about how does this apply to you? Because this seems to get a lot of press. So, again, a lot to get into. I want to start with this, though. I think this is one area. I thought this was very interesting, and I've had a number of meetings this week that I think will illustrate some of these things. It said, at what age do you think you'll retire? And I don't know if you've given that thought. Of course, that's one of the main questions I ask anyone that comes in here. I did get one answer. Well, these were a couple answers. One answer was, when I asked when did they want to retire, their response was yesterday, but they know they probably are going to be working a couple more years. And it's interesting that most people, this was a survey by Employee Benefit Research Institute, they found 28% expect to retire at age 65, but the median actual age for retirement, 62. Now, why is that happening? There's a number of reasons, and again, some takeaways here, and I want to talk about this. Sometimes it's downsizing. Sometimes there's unforeseen health events, caring for a spouse. There's a multitude of reasons why this can happen. Okay, and you just may change your mind and say, I'm ready to retire. But the point is, you know, things may change. And so for those of you that are nearing these ages, you really want to start thinking about getting these plans in place. Specifically when we talk about, look, if you're retiring a little earlier than you thought, expectedly or unexpectedly, whatever it may be, puts a little more pressure on us creating income. We talk about this a lot. Look, you know, are you comfortable going 20, 25, or 30 years without a paycheck? Think about that. And so I wanted to spend a little time on this today talking about, again, about, you know, creating income that you can't outlive. And I'm going to spend a minute on Social Security here and maybe talk briefly about some other items here. But keep in mind, expenses don't go away when we retire. You may still have a mortgage. And if you don't have a mortgage, you certainly have property tax. You may have both, health care, food, you know, hopefully the fun stuff. We want to work those into the equation. But we just want to have, in fact, Social Security, I think it was Good Housekeeping. Believe it or not, a lot of these magazines, still not around, but they're on, I guess, online. But they said, I think it was 63% of retirees, their only source of guaranteed lifetime income, Social Security. And I think, you know, if you only have one source of income, that's just too close to having no sources of income. And we're going to, again, give some other examples of this, but I just want you to be aware of, and I'm going to offer the Social Security decision in here. I think we put a great report together, but this is one piece of that income plan. I had someone emailed me the other day, and I always offer this. If you have questions, let me know. But this may be helpful to you. I always find when someone has a question, you know, usually someone else may be thinking of it, or maybe it's something I covered and you had some other questions. But it said here, I'm wondering if I start taking Social Security benefits now, I turn 62 in March, will I be able to get half of my husband's benefit when he retires? I want to continue to work part-time and collect Social Security. Please advise on benefits and possible negatives. I just received this past week. So she's turning 62. So let me make a couple comments here, and this was the response I had to her. I said, at 62, yes, you can turn on Social Security, okay? Her Social Security is lower in this case. She cannot take a spousal benefit unless her spouse is taking it, and she's going to work part-time. So there's a number of moving parts here to be aware of. You can take Social Security as early as 62. It is the lowest amount you'll receive. You are locking into the lowest benefit. This case is a little different. Now, her full retirement age is 67. What does that mean? It means also there is an income potential penalty. She can make up to $22,320. So between age 62 and 67, if you're taking Social Security, you can take it. But keep in mind, if you are working, any amount over $22,320, they start taking away your Social Security benefits. So for every $2 over, they take a dollar of benefits back. So I let her know, as I said, if you're just working part-time and it's under that limit, you will receive all your Social Security, okay? The taxing part of it is another issue, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit, how much of it's taxable to you as well, because I had another question on this. So I let her know, in this example, she's going to probably start taking it at 62. She will work part-time. She will receive all of the benefits, plus she can make up to a certain amount of income. Once her spouse retires, and I think they were talking he might work another 4 or 5 years, now she can pivot to her spousal benefit, which is going to be higher. I know there's a movie, but this is my point with Social Security. How do you maximize the cumulative benefit? There was a Forbes study that said 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. There's no perfect answer, but I really, and we're going to get into some other ideas here today. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to try to give you the facts and the information rather than here's the straight answer just because I said so. Understand how some of these works. There's no perfect answer. You know, so Lawrence Kotlikoff, I think he's got a great book. I mentioned it before. It's called Get What's Yours. He's a Boston professor who has great information. You can look him up on Social Security. He says there's 2,728 rules in Social Security. You know, again, there's a lot of claiming strategies. How do you try to maximize the benefit? We don't know how long we're going to live, but as he likes to say, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living, so we want to try to maximize our benefits. This is important stuff. And so this is why I want to get you the information so you can make an informed claiming strategy. We'll talk taxes a little later and how to get as much of it tax-free, but this is important. So let me offer that Social Security decision report. I include the income planning report with it too. But imagine if you could start to create this income, even if you just happen to retire at 62 as opposed to 65. But now you can say, look, you're going to feel good and confident and comfortable in the decision you're making regarding creating income. There's other ways to create income throughout your lifetime. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But certainly this is one of the critical pieces for you and if you're married, for your spouse. So I'll send you out that Social Security decision report. Great report, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. If you want a Social Security analysis done for you, specific to you, I didn't create the software, so I don't want to take credit, but it is terrific software. It does a side-by-side analysis on your claiming strategies, compares two or three different options for you. Again, you want to talk about making an informed decision? This is an opportunity for you to do that. So if you want us to run that analysis, very simple. If you give me your full retirement age benefits, I can run it for you. Let me know. We'll help you out in any way we can. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. All right, we have a lot more to get into on the other side. I want to get into this comment by Buffett about how bonds should come with a warning label. We want to talk about the market, taxes, a lot more to get into. Stick around. Listen to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. If you want to get a hold of us, I should have mentioned this before, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want to get some of the information, you know, I touched upon Social Security and this income planning, the whole income planning piece of your overall plan. And this whole article, it was a Wall Street Journal article and an Employment Benefit Research Institute study that said people typically say 65, but the median age is 62. So it's so much more critical when we say, you know, are you comfortable being in retirement 25, 30 years or more without a paycheck? This is important stuff. So, you know, I offered that Social Security decision as well as the maximizing income and retirement reports. If you want that, we'll get them out to you. 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Lots of great information there. That's only one part of it. We talk about pensions and maximizing those annuities. You can look at those to create income. How about creating all the income you can? So that's a whole discussion. Sorry we can't get into all of it today, but I want to at least get you some of this information so you can start the process. Let me go into another area because it's not about one thing, right? It's about creating a plan with these pieces of your plan. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active money management. I think we do a good job. But this is only one piece of your plan. And so I had someone recently, we have a meeting coming up, and she sent me, you know, an outline of some of her investments in preparation for the meeting, which is always helpful. What was interesting is most, if not, I don't want to say all of it, but a great deal of her investments were in target date funds. So I want to talk about those in a second. But it also relates to this quote by Warren Buffett, who said bonds should come with a warning label. It said the Berkshire Hathaway portfolio is only 1% in bonds, and that part of the portfolio lost around $3 billion in 2022. Bonds are built for income, and as a hedge against market losses, well, I don't know. We need to talk about this. There's some interesting things going on. We just hear so much about the Fed. I'm kind of sick and tired about the Fed, quite frankly. You know, we hear all these things. Okay, so what does that mean to you? And what are you going to do? Right? I mean, you can't control the Fed, and we just have to, understand these things. But let me get back to this. Her target date fund, it was a 2030 target date fund. By the way, these are default funds in 401k plans. They're a, because they have to be offered. This is a requirement by, you know, the Department of Labor and how they set up these funds that you have to offer them. And 2030, 2035, 2040, the date, you know, is supposed to correspond with the day you retire. So if you're going to retire in 2030, it's supposed to be set up with your risk profile. But I think this, if you look under the hood, and sometimes I don't know if we do, I get it, we're busy, but this fund has 36% in bonds. Now, I don't know if she's aware of that. We're going to have a meeting, but I just want them to be aware of this. What does that mean? Well, bonds, if you look at the aggregate bond index, you look at the 20-year treasury, those are down double digit over the last 10 years. And so we're holding bonds in our portfolio. They're down year to date if you own bonds. And I don't know where interest rates are going to go in the future. Nobody does. All right. But do you own bonds in your portfolio? We need to understand. I'm not saying you shouldn't own any bonds, but what should we have as far as fixed alternatives? I can tell you as a, just a quick example, if you had money in a CD getting 5%, I can assure you it's not down this year. So there are other fixed alternatives out there that we can talk about that you can own that still give you upside with principal protection and no risk. There's a number of different options out there. You can look at indexed annuities. You can look at fixed annuities. These are things that will give you. I had someone come in here the other day. They had an annuity. It was a 10-year, which is a little longer for a fixed. But it was 5.8% fixed. It's going to be 5.8 next year. It's going to be 5.8 the next year. It's going to be 5.8 the next year. I don't know if that's a bad thing on a fixed investment. And so there's these options that are available to you that maybe you're not hearing about. Again, we can own bonds in our portfolio, but we need to understand they may not be what we think. You can lose value on these. And I think it also relates, I'll make another comment about, I don't want to focus just entirely on target date funds. But the other thing about target date funds, now this is my opinion, I like to preface with an opinion, the 66% or 64% or so that was in stock out of this portfolio that she had, 24% is in international, almost 25% international. Are you aware of that? Again, it's a look under the hood. And my takeaway from a lot of these things, not just a target date fund, not just your portfolio, understanding what you own. You know, these are risks that you may be totally unaware of. You're saying, why would my portfolio be underperforming right now? Well, maybe, you know, because of your fixed investments. There are a number of alternatives. I use two or three different alternatives in the portfolios that I use for my clients, not just bonds. And again, bonds, look, they rallied last quarter by 10% because interest rates went down. The 10-year went down to under 4% briefly. It's come back up. But you can have a 10, 12%. You know, maybe you own some shorter duration bonds. Again, we won't get into all of this. But my takeaway from this is when we take a look at people's investments, and this is just fairly common, you know, usually it's a, they come in, they have a pile of investments, their spouse has three accounts, they have four accounts, you're really not sure where you own things. I had someone come in the other day, and I'm going to talk more about this. Their, most of their bonds were in their Roth. Why would you own bonds in a Roth IRA? Okay, I'm not blaming them. We just had the discussion, and I said, you know, you're having fixed investments with low growth, in fact, negative growth, in an account that's tax-free. And so these are these things that we can sometimes miss. It's not just about what do we own, why do we own it, and does it make sense for us? Does it meet our risk profile and our time horizon? Do we have more risk than we think? Don't forget about the sequence of returns risk, where if the market's down the year we start pulling money out, that can really have an impact on the longevity of our investments. So we really need to understand what we own. And so I just want you to be aware of some of these. I can send out some information on some bond ideas, bond alternatives, information on some ideas for how to create a portfolio and an opportunity to revisit it. But I think the best thing I can offer you, if you want to take advantage of this too, you know, I offered the Social Security analysis. You see how all these pieces come together? Well, how about the investment? We do what we call a portfolio x-ray. It's just like as simple as I talked about this target date fund, that's just one example. I mean, obviously, it's a much deeper dive. But when I meet with this prospective client, I'm going to say, do you see what you own? And we're going to uncover things. And now you can make, remember, the informed decisions. And now you can put a investment plan in place that, number one, you understand, makes sense, is working for you, not against you. And this is what I think is so important. So imagine this, we're getting the income, we're creating an investment plan, minimizing taxes. I mean, this is what we like to say, cooking with gas. So if you want to take advantage of the portfolio analysis, if you have questions, if you want the information, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to schedule a time. We can do your portfolio x-ray. We can do it online as well. Just send me the information. It's a simple process, but you know what? You're going to know where you stand. You're going to know what you own. You're going to know if you want to make some adjustments and changes and start, you know, getting this your investment plan in place. All right, coming up, I do want to have some more discussion on the taxes as well, some ideas and some questions I had on that. Other things to get into as well, so stick around. You listen to Tom Fortina here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGA. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want any of the information we offered on the investments, the portfolio analysis, the Social Security decision, we'll get it out to you. Or if you have a question, if you want us to customize the information, we will do that. We have all these different things that we can provide to you, worksheets, information reports, all giving you ideas where you can sit down and really dig in and make a good, solid decision that you're confident about. But we'll get it out to you if you want that. As I said, anything, any way we can help you, if you want to email me with questions, I'll give you an example in a second here. One of the questions, another question I received this week. But you can also go to our website. AlphaWealthGroup.com, AlphaWealthGroup.com. Sign up for our newsletter. That goes out every week. Try it again. You provide topics that are going to make a difference in your retirement plan. I mentioned we were talking about, like I said, bonds, and we talked about investments. And then I mentioned Social Security in the first thing, but I did want to get back to this topic on the tax piece now. Now we're going to kind of talk about another area and give you ideas here as far as trying to minimize taxes. Right, because when we take a look at you know, as we go into retirement, you know, taxes could play a bigger role in this generation. I mean, we're looking at a national debt that's approaching $35 trillion. Our current tax rates are 40-year lows. So where do you think tax rates will be in the future? I talked about estate tax, I think, last week as well. That's a whole other issue. But we have this Tax Cut and Jobs Act that is set to end in 2025, which means tax brackets could potentially go up. They will, if nothing happens between now and then. So, you know, there's opportunities here we might want to take advantage of. And I like to call this forward tax planning, because if higher tax rate hit you as you enter retirement, you could be left with a smaller nest egg. I mean, it's just, that's your partner, Uncle Sam. You know, I've given the example before. If you needed, in fact, I had someone in here the other day needed some money out of an IRA distribution. Now, you start looking at the numbers. If you need to net $30,000 and your tax bill is 25%, you have to pull out $40,000 to net $30,000. 10 of it's going to the government. And so, again, really we need to be considerate about some of these things and understand them. I've talked about Roth conversions a lot. I've talked about Roth IRAs. I have a report I've offered before that has 7 ideas. And there's more ideas to what you can do as well, called getting to tax-free. I will offer that. But let me give you a quick example of someone I met with, and then I'm going to answer this question. But they came in, and actually these were 2 different discussions I had. And they had little in their Roth contributions, and I said, or in their Roth IRAs. I said, why haven't you put more in there? They said, well, you know, our advisor told us, and this is not, you know, there's a lot of good people out there. I'm sure he's a good person, but said, don't, you know, you don't want to pay the taxes today. I was flabbergasted, you know, because they're actually in a relatively lower tax bracket. And I said, you have money. They had an account, a brokerage account, an after tax, not an IRA. So it's not a conversion. And I said, you have money there. Just take it out of your taxable account. It's almost like even if you had a bank account, that's considered a taxable account. Just take the money out of there and make your contribution. You can do $8,000 per person per year. For 2024, it's up to $8,000 if you're 50 or over. That's $16,000 you can reposition of money you have in investments today, and you can put it in your Roth. I just was kind of shocking. I don't mean to go, I don't want to belabor it, but These are things where then they can do it next year, and then they can do it next year. Now, you can only do it while you're still working. You have to have earned income. But, you know, let's do this while we can. And then there were some Roth conversions we talked about doing as well. Plus, there was the Roth 401k. I said at work, please check with your employer. Most of them, the government's going to mandate this soon. But Roth 401ks, you can put up to $30,500 if you're 50 or over. And so all of these things make a difference. And I said, look, by the time you retire, number one, Roth IRAs, by the way, in most cases, you don't want to have bonds in it, Roths, but that's a general comment. Depends on your overall portfolio. I'll reiterate that. You want growth in it because it's tax-free. I explained that to this one couple too. I said, let's put your fixed accounts, your fixed investments. You want to have some, you know, stable. Put those in the tax-deferred accounts where you have RMDs where you got to pay tax. Let's put the growth in the tax-free, of course. You know, so we're looking at this, and, you know, when down the road now, the Roth, every penny is tax-free no matter what. If I need to net 30, guess what I take out? 30. What happens if tax rates go out? What do I take out? 30. The tax rate's on is always zero. It's not used to determine how much your Social Security is taxable. There's no required minimum distributions, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. And by the way, it doesn't impact your Medicare premiums. This is why I call it forward tax planning. Now, the question I had, which I'll get to here is before we run out of time, someone had said to me, and so I want to be clear on this, I made the comment, if all of your money was in a Roth IRA, I was doing it to be illustrative here, you know, maybe you can get there. By the way, you could do 100% of conversion all at once if you wanted. I said you would pay no Social Security, you pay no taxes at all. Well, the person sent me an email and said, well, if my spouse and I have a combined benefit of around $75,000, we exceed those limits. It's called provisional income. Don't have time to get into it right now. But if your provisional income is over $32,000 and up to 50, they start taxing your Social Security. If your provisional income is over $44,000, they start taxing every dollar over that at 85%. Again, there's more to it. But he said those limits are 32 and 44. We're at 75. And I explained to him, I explained this to him. I said, the provisional income, those 32 and those 44, I always have to be cautious, they look at half of your Social Security, not the whole thing. So half of your Social Security is maybe $37,000. And then you're maybe a few thousand over these limits. And oh, by the way, you have a $30,000 standard deduction, your taxable income zero. Again, I'm sorry I'm doing this over the radio. But the point is, even if you have $80,000 of Social Security benefits, you will pay nothing on them, okay, if your money's in a Roth. Your Roth does not go on your 401k. Your Roth is not used in the calculation for Social Security. So this was a question he had, because you look at the limits. It says if you're over $32,000 provisional income as a couple, you know, they start taxing. If you're over 44, they start taxing it at a higher rate. But it doesn't matter in this example. It doesn't apply. You have a standard deduction. Anyway, my point is, it's a correct statement, what I made. You will not pay tax. And so I can run those numbers for you, and I can explain it to you. But let me make this offer as we come up on a break. If you want the tax-free strategies, I'll send them to you. If you want to look at your Social Security and the tax-free strategies, I mean, let me do this. Because we've covered creating income. We've covered discussions on some tax ideas. Can't get into all of it. I've talked about your investment plan. If you really want to sit down and do a thorough look, this helps people who've really done a great job saving. I know sometimes we'll feel like we've been penalized, we've worked so hard. But if you have $500,000 or more and you want to sit down, it's the most helpful for those people. I want to make a special offer. If you want to come in, you'll meet with me personally. We will do a complete portfolio, income analysis, tax analysis. You'll walk out of here with a plan, you'll walk out of here with information. So if you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711 to schedule a time for your customized retirement plan. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule that as well. Coming up, I do want to get into this Mother's Day 2024 record spending of $33.5 billion. Number of comments we want to make here and information to get out to you as well. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say we're a full retirement planning firm. I think we are. We cover everything from income planning to investments and tax planning, estate planning, all of these things. We're going to get into the other topics today. I try to cover other, you know, areas that maybe will provide some ideas for you, actionable items that can make a difference. We're limited to the hour every Sunday here, but as I said, and that's why I offer information as well. So if you want any of that that I've offered already, or if you have a question or you want us to customize something for you, you can reach out to us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Again, on any of the Social Security information we talked about, investment planning, the portfolio analysis, and, of course, getting to tax-free. Those are all good things. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Sign up for our newsletter, download reports. Even if you want to schedule a time to chat or come and meet, you can do that through our website, too. Again, want to be a resource for you. You know, I have to get we save the best for last, which is Mother's Day. We're celebrating today, of course. And so, of course, a wish to the mothers, all the mothers out there. There was a card that read, "Fathers retire at 60. Mothers never retire. She works for her husband and her children. She looks after her grandchildren. She looks after everyone. Everyone retires, but the mothers never retire." So I don't think anyone out there is going to argue with me on that one. And so it's interesting because, you know, from a standpoint of how does this, some of this actually relate to retirement? Well, you know, typically women live longer, okay? 86.7 is life expectancy versus 84.3. And it's even more stark than that when you start to look at, you know, Nationwide did a survey, I saw that, or one of their papers. It said that roughly 50% of married couples, one outlives the other by 10 years or more, and it's typically the woman. So what does that mean to your plan? And we recently wrote an interesting report. I'm going to mention that, and then I'm going to just get into some ideas. But I did mention, too, this was, I guess these numbers may not be staggering. Mother's Day 2024, near record spending of $33.5 billion. $33.5 billion. And I guess if for you Seinfeld fans, you know, Newman, that whole bit about when they were going to use an extra truck to take bottles back to Michigan to get the 10 cents on them. It was Mother's Day, right? It was the mother of all cards day, so they got an extra truck. And so I thought, you know, rather than, because the average spend, I think, is about $250 or something like that. I thought, $33.5 billion, you know, we get chocolates, we get Hershey's. Hershey Company is worth $40 billion. That's almost the market cap of Hershey. You know, maybe just buy your mother a share of Hershey chocolate. Hallmark's privately owned, so I'm sorry. Because I was figuring, you buy into these companies, give them that as a present. So then every Mother's Day, when people buy from them, they're invested. Yeah, you know, just a thought. But no, you can't ever spend enough on your mother to take care of them, whatever you can do. But it's an opportunity. In fact, our latest newsletter, which went out this week, you know, touched upon some of those things, which, you know, I'll get into the protection piece and what we may want to consider in our planning, but is also an opportunity, which relates to this too, is, you know, having those conversations with your mother. I have two clients right now dealing with that. Fortunately, because this is something we do, which is estate planning, we have an attorney that does the trust and the powers of attorney. They have power of attorney for their mother. And again, these are not fun discussions. But, you know, whether it's your mother or your family members, maybe there's opportunities to understand what their wishes are, have these conversations. Where, you know, do they have these things in place? You know, because all too often, you know, we're simply guessing. And so maybe there's an opportunity to do that because, you know, if you're in many cases, it's just the reality of it. You know, the women, you know, they're having the children. The women are typically the caretakers. The studies have shown this. So that impacts them a little bit more on the back end. For retirement, it just does. And so that's why this stuff is important. And as I mentioned, you know, we talked about income planning in the first segment. Are you comfortable going into retirement 25, 30 years without a paycheck? What happens if you pass away? There's a report we just put out called, I think it, we completed it and we got it approved and ready to go on our website, the five major threats to your plan. One of them is what happens if a spouse passes away. One of the Social Securities goes away, a pension can be reduced or goes away, the surviving spouse will now potentially be in a higher tax bracket. You're filing as an individual, you're hitting the higher tax bracket basically at half the income. Your RMDs don't go down. And so, you know, these are things why we, you know, the claiming strategy we talked about, the higher benefit stays with the surviving spouse. You want to be aware of that. So this is why when we make decisions today, if more of your money's in Roth, which we talked about, guess what? RMDs don't impact you. So if the spouse is in a higher tax, you see how these can all of these what ifs or things maybe we're not totally considering, it's not sometimes this, in this example, Roth conversions of, well, I have to pay 22% to move the money. Hold on a minute. You got to remember, number one, you may get more of your Social Security tax-free. If your spouse passes away, one of them, it may save them even more money during the rest of their life, and then it goes to your children tax-free. So there's a lot of things to consider when you make some of these decisions. But again, keep some of these things in mind. I'll offer that five major threats to your planning, but we want to protect, you know, our loved ones. And as I said, the numbers are just there. David Bach, if you've seen some of his information, he's done some books and specifically towards women. And I think 80%, there's just numbers are staggering. But we just know that typically women outlive men. And so what is our plan doing to protect that? You know, and then we involve our children too to say, you know, to the extent I can't care for my spouse, I want to make sure my children have the tools and the right documents that allow them to act. As I said, I have a child right now. Well, she's a client. Her mother's a client. Been clients for 20 years. And it's tough. You know, she's in a, right now she's going through rehabilitation. She's struggling. And fortunately, we have a power of attorney in place. I don't have to tell her daughter to go to probate court to get permission to act for her mother, right? So these IRA accounts that her mother has that we can use for her care, well, guess what? We've got the power of attorney. We've got a note from the attending physician stating she is not able to act on herself. We issue that. I've done this many times, and I'm just saying, this is why all of these things we talk about with your plan, it's not just about creating the income, minimizing the taxes, having a solid investment plan. What are you doing to control the assets? What are you doing to protect the assets? And this is important, too. That's why when I talk about we're different by design, I have these discussions with people. Do you have life insurance? I know, you know, it's not the most exciting discussion to have, but if you pass away, you know, the life insurance, you know, it's income tax-free to whoever the beneficiary is. Life insurance is income tax-free. And so these are other things you can consider. I maximize my Social Security. I'm doing things to get most of it in tax-free. If you use an annuity as well, we've talked about those. You can set them up for a joint life income. So think about that. If I pass away, my spouse not only will get my Social Security, if it's higher, the higher one's going to stay. They will continue to get the joint life income from the annuity for both our lives. If I have a life insurance policy, then that's going to pay out income tax-free. These are things, there's more to it than that, but I'm giving you some things to think about as you look at your overall plan and maybe some areas where you don't want to be blind spots, I guess we could say that, in your planning. So this is the five major threats, we call it that. Gets into other things like long-term illness. I mean, these are not fun topics, I'm sorry. But I just want you to be aware, how are we protecting our family? How are we protecting our mothers, of course, on this Mother's Day? This is important stuff. So if you want that report, I'll get it out to you. Five major threats. But this is our asset protection piece of our plan, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And estate planning is mentioned in there, too. All of these pieces, this is what I talk about being complete. There's not one event that you're not going to have said, you know, I've addressed it. I talk about the five pillars to your plan. That's the retirement roadmap, having income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, having an investment plan, this protection piece I'm talking about, and then having an estate and legacy plan. That's complete. That's my opinion. It doesn't have to be that complicated. So, you know, if you want the retirement roadmap with the supporting report on these other, digs a little deeper into the protection piece of your planning, we'll get out to you. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You know, we had the discussion last week or the week before about getting to a number and these things we talk about. That's great. That's laudable. But it's really it's a bigger picture than that. And I just don't want to see anyone, you know, not cover some of these other areas that will just turn their plan upside down. So if you want to, let me make this offer I did before, but I'll offer it again. If you want to do a complete analysis, this is everything from the income planning, the tax planning, the Social Security analysis. I mean, it's a deep dive. It's thorough. You'll meet with me personally. If you want to do that for you, it's customized to you. You will walk out of here with a plan, hopefully of some clarity and confidence in your plan, know where you stand, and maybe some things that you can do to make a big difference. We can do that too. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Well, we've run out of time. Of course, we'll be back next Sunday as we are at Sunday at 7 a.m. Again, everyone, happy Mother's Day. What a joyous day to celebrate our mothers. We'll see you next week, same time, 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.